How much different is the defense now than it was the first time you guys played these guys back in October?
I think it's, we're much different. I think Jimmy and every team is kind of different. You know, as the season goes on, you change his guys and out, and I think, we did. So I think we're just gelling. End of the year is always trying to put things together.
What's the transition from Rex's defense to Coach Madison's defense been like for you guys, and how different is it?
I mean, I've been answering this question kind of all year. It's the same philosophies, Coach Madison, of course, was, Rex was under Marvin was under, and then, Coach Madison came up under Rex. So it's the same, concepts and things like that, of course. It's just, depending on how, Coach Madison likes to call his game plans and how Rex calls his game plan. So it's going to be a little different from the way they, structure what they want to do. But, bottom line is, we still have our same defense intact.
Hey, Ray, can you tell us how important Haloti Ngata is to what you guys do on defense?
God, I just think, from day one, from the day he walked in here, there is no, you look at a lot of potential, people, who plays that position, man. But, when you can run at the passer and you can play the run, and when you just have to have the feet and just have the heart just to play the game the way he plays it, he is the key to our defense. He's the one that, he starts everything up front. And when he's rolling, everybody just kind of follows behind him since day one since he's been here.
Are you forced to take on more blockers when he's not in the lineup?
No, I don't think I'm ever forced to take on more anything. I just think it's, scheme and whatever it is, whether he's in there or not, even if he's in there sometimes, if somebody does get up to me, then 9 times out of 10, he's making a play in the backfield. So, it runs hand in hand. Defensive line is just like offensive line. They protect, offensive lines protect their running backs, defensive line, protect their linebackers. But bottom line, so I think our defensive line has done a great job for years, before he got here and definitely now that he's here.
Ray, you guys have lost a lot of close games this year, and even going back a couple of years ago when you played the Patriots, you had a chance to hand them their first loss. How aggravating are those close losses, and what can you take from that to help you in the future?
I think they were aggravating when they were happening. They're always aggravating when they're happening because you're that close, whether it's a catch, whether it's a field goal, whatever it is. Now, it's not aggravating. Now it's more of a calmness, about yourself, knowing that no matter what we go into, we have a real chance to win the football game. We have an opportunity to be in every game that's close. And, we played the Patriots and played the Colts and played the Vikings. So everybody was a close game. So for us understanding that, we had to come back and correct the small things, because the small things that will make us win those close games.
Ray, you talk about being close, and in your team throughout this decade and the players that it's had and the level it's played at has really been brilliant. It's going to go down in history in a lot of ways, but also it's probably closer to the end for some of the great players like yourself and Ed Reed than it is the beginning. How urgent is it for you guys to follow up the end of the decade the way you started the decade? Is there a level of, hey, we don't have a lot of time left?
Yeah, I don't know. I totally disagree with you on that. It's one simple thing. Men and women lie, but numbers don't. And we're still the number two and number three defense in the league, no matter how we started. And you look around the league and I hear you guys talk about, your time is not left. Brett Favre is probably playing better than any rookie quarterback, any 19-year-old quarterback who signed out for all his money. Charles Woodson is probably playing the best football he's played, out of every cornerback in the National Football League, And you look at all these old veterans who's playing the game the way the game played. I always tell people, you can talk about time is winding down, but if you look at championships and you look at the most consistent people, it follows wisdom. And that's why you look back, you look at Brian Dawkins, you look at the guys, probably still one of the best safeties in the game at 35, 36 years old. And so it don't have nothing to do with winding down. Winding down is only when you get better. Rob Woodson was 36 when he was playing his best football. So if you get away from listening to all that, you don't ever worry about it because you realize that you only get better, as you get older. Not barring injury. Injury is one thing, but you know, that window only closes when you say that you're done. You know, if something happens, you know, tragically that makes slows you down, then that's something different. But, you know, over the years that I've been watching and studying football, the people that's having the most success is the ones that's been in the league a long time and been very consistent.
Junior Seau would probably be another example of that, too. For,
exactly. Junior Seau is another example of that. I mean, if you just, you know, grab all the guys around the league who's had the most success, and take even a Peyton Manning, you know, all these young quarterbacks and all these other young people coming in, he's still the wise one. He's still the one that understands, and he's still the one that has the most success. And if you go down the line and rate each player per position based off age and based off what they do and how they do it, you'll come back every time and say, give me an older veteran player because I know what he's going to give me. I know what he's going to give me later in the season, I know what he's going to give me before the season, all of that. And that's something that I've always kept in contact with, of just how many old guys who are really seasoned veterans into just loving the game. You know, like I said, I still feel to this day, Charles Woodson, to me, I think is playing the best football a cornerback has played, you know, in a long time. You know, but you look at him and say, oh, well, he's getting old. Numbers don't show that. Send the way they had the defense playing them, so that's up. I just think a lot of that is kind of misconstrued.
But team-wide, just real quick, the Ravens have had one Super Bowl appearance in this decade, and they went to the AFC Championship game last year. How urgent is it for guys like you, Ed Reed, Haloti Ngata, to get there and to really culminate a great decade? How important is this playoff run?
I just think this playoff run, you know, we just have to, and this is something that we talked about. Enjoy the ride. It's just football. It doesn't change. It's just football. You know, nobody's asking us to go build a rocket or fly to the moon. No, they're just saying go play football. You know, and so the football doesn't change. So, and that's the beauty of, I think, the way us guys understand it. Look, we went to the AFC Championship last year. We lost it. Guess what? We're back in it again for another opportunity to go back. And all you can ask for is opportunity. That's it. And that's what me and all those guys, you know, me, Burke, and all this talk about. It's just an opportunity. And bottom line, if you can get that opportunity, grab the moment, man. Don't let everybody push you away from, oh, it's this much pressure. What if this? What if that? Forget it. What if this? Just go have fun and play football. And that's what, you know, we're focusing on. So wherever we end up, that's where we end up.
Ray, this may not be as fun, but you were you had some comments about the officiating after the last Patriots game. I'm wondering if you got any feedback about that, or have you seen the officiating improve on the topics you discussed?
Not really. You know, I'm so focused on trying to keep my team focused and try to get the Patriots. You know, trying to deal with the Patriots. I can't even dwell back into that. Whatever's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? If they're gonna throw a flag, they're gonna throw a flag. So, you know, yeah, you're pissed off at the moment because, you know, the way I approach the game and the way I play the game, that's one thing. But, you know, when you talk about reliving it and bringing it back up and all that, that's too much for me right now.
Ray, when you hear about how banged up Tom may or may not be, as an aggressive defense, similar topic, how much do you smell blood in the water?
I don't think you do. I think sometimes that's the biggest setup ever. You know, you look at all the great ones, man. I go back to it again. All the great ones, every time you say they hurt, they come out and have the best games. So, you know, forget all that, well, who's hurt, who's not. If you got your uniform on, we understand that you're playing full throttle, you're playing just like who you are, you know, and so we don't even, you know, get caught up into that, oh, Tom has this, let's try to do that, but as soon as you try to do that and, you know, leave people man on man, then he hurts you, and then, you know, he's so heroic because he's done it with 3 broken ribs and a finger, forget all that. Bottom line is, if he's suited up, he's ready to play, so let's play.
Wes Welker is definitely out of the game. As you look at film, what do you see as the impact of that?
I just, you know, they have another young guy, you know, number 11 who comes in and does a great job. I don't think he could ever be a Wes Welker. Wes Welker is his own personality, his own man, who does a lot of things. You know, Tom Brady and Wes Welker has great chemistry together. You know, at the same time, when you see this young kid, you know, comes in, he has kind of the same chemistry, you know, as Wes Welker had. So we just have to understand, you know, to come in and play the New England Patriots totality, you know, because, yeah, they did lose a big key to their offense, but at the same time, you know, Belichick and those guys do a great job in actually, you know, letting people fill in the spaces that's being lost.
Ray, when you've got the Pats on defense on film, what do you see from your former teammate Adelius Thomas, and kind of do you think he's changed as a player since he was with you in Baltimore, or what do you see from him?
I don't know, bro. I don't know the last time I've ever really just watched another defense. Even when I'm watching film, I don't watch other defense, you know, because it creates bad technique. It just does. And I haven't watched AD in years, you know, as far as just sitting down and actually studying this game. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell you that.
Can you relate to some of his frustration? This year has been a tough one for him, and obviously you've been in the league a lot of years. Seems like this has been a really frustrating campaign for him. And is that just being part of a veteran getting through a year like this?
I just think you guys gotta keep playing. I don't know if that's what I'm saying. I don't want to speak on too much because I don't know what the frustration is if it's between him and the coaches, him and the schemes. I don't know. But I just think no matter what it is, but I'm gonna say it again: football never changes. You know, I've come from kind of like the old school. The old school was any coach can deal with you as long as you're going full speed. You go on full speed, coach can deal with you. You know, so no matter what you're going through, man, just enjoy the game and just go at the game full speed and let everything else take care of itself.
Did you and AD and excuse me if you've been over this before, but did you and AD ever talk after the whole thing that happened a couple years ago?
Years ago, yeah.
So you guys are still in contact, or?
No, I'm not in contact with not that many people outside of just true mentoring. If somebody calls me to, you know, want to talk about something, yeah, you know, if me and him hit each other, we got our calls from the same people. You know, he introduced me to the people that got my dogs, and so the relationship of friendship we always have. Bottom line, it's just we're not teammates anymore.
Ray, how have you seen the Patriots' ground game evolve since you saw them first?
I just think in the maturity of just still coming back to really, you know, get the guys, you know, back, you know, playing the football that they've always played. You know, this is a first-class program. You know, this is people who won three championships. So I think the thing that I have seen the most is, you know, they've got back to doing what they're doing. And then, you know, until, you know, you lose the West, and, yeah, of course, that, you know, kills your morale for a minute. But, you know, even when they were going through the things with Randy and, then Tom Lorraine got back on track, you know. So things like that. I just think they got back on track doing what they normally do.
What were you guys doing well against them, or what was going on with them when you guys were holding them down in the rushing game the first time you saw them?
I just think you know we have a great, you know, front seven that, you know, we play the run very well, and you know, so but we have to understand, you know, they scheme us very well, just like we're going to be scheming them. So, you know, I think it just comes down once again, like it always comes down to a chess match, you know, leverage here, leverage there, things like that. And I just think, you know, in the first matchup, you know, when you're talking about dealing with the run, you know, there are some good plays we made. But then again, there are some plays that, you know, they even scored on one run. So there are some plays they bounced out. So we just have to do a better job being more consistent on the run.
Ray, there was so much emotion at the end of that game in 07. I know it's a long time ago, but is some of that still a part of this rivalry, and do you draw on that at all for Sunday's game?
Nah, not at all. If that's part of the rivalry, then you don't forget why you're playing this game. You know, this game is next week. Right now it's 0-0. That game don't matter. The stats in that game don't matter. The score don't matter. None of that matters. The bottom line is, you know, who's the better team on this Sunday that's coming up?
All right, Ray, thanks for joining us.
Hey, man, thank you guys so much. Happy New Year.